take a small country ravaged by the global financial crisis and a population suffering from punishing austerity measures and then make fun of it all at an annual festival. There you go. That's sort of what happens each year in the ancient Irish city of Kilkenny, the Kilkenomics Festival. It's a bringing together of economists, financial academics, experts and stand-up comedians, obviously, for a week-long series of panel discussions and lectures. It's in its third year and it wrapped up earlier this month. The founder of the festival is Richard Cook. Richard, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, this is a superb idea. I tip my hat to you. I'm just wondering where that original idea came from.
About 18 years ago, I put together a comedy festival in Kilkenny. At the beginning, I suppose, at a time when there was a lot of prosperity in the country, for sure. And what impressed me about the comedians, apart from the fact they need to be funny, is they take big ideas and they make them accessible to a wide audience and make people laugh. And that's the key point. I mean, you need to remember that 3 years ago, there was a lot of uncertainty and a lack of clarity about what was happening in the country.
Mm.
And I think part of that is actually part of that uncertainty and lack of clarity is done on purpose, to be honest with you, in terms of the language that's used. So what I did is I asked a lot of comedians that had been very popular and successful in Kilkenny at the Catlaugh Comedy Festival, which is the name of the comedy festival, to host a lot of economists that we brought from all around the world to talk about what was happening to Ireland. And I asked the comedians just not to be funny, to go for the gags when the gags were there, but their purpose was to be clear, was to force the comedians to talk in really clear terms so that the audience would understand, or at least attempt to understand what was happening in language that they could understand. So that was the starting point. So I asked the economists to dress casually, and I asked the comedians to dress in suits, and off we went.
I mean, it's a really interesting observation about the nature of the sort of the comedic form, that it's, yes, it has to be very straightforward. You've got to deliver the gag. You can't obfuscate, can you, in comedy? It has to be straight to the point.
It does. It does. And in a way, you know, there was many really good comedians who were great, very happy to make these issues as clear as possible to the audience.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't want to get into this giant theories about why we're in the mess we're in. We're in the mess we're in for very clear reasons. But in a way, it was good to actually open them up and talk in very clear language about what was happening to the country.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because in the 3 years since you began, of course, things have not gone well for Ireland, and now you're in a...
Yes.
I'm not trying to make a joke there, Richard.
No, it's really serious, and a lot of people have turned up happily to your country, you know, and to other countries that speak English. I mean, we are lucky because we speak English. And therefore, we're able to deal with a lot of the issues that we wouldn't be able to deal with if our population didn't speak English.
I'm wondering, Richard Cook, what sort of particular insights are brought up by that special combination at Kilkenomics? I mean, how is the discussion on the economic situation and the political situation reframed by that combination of comedy and serious economic brain power?
Well, it's really straightforward. I mean, it's interesting. We've changed economists over the 3 years, but we have kept the same comedians. And they've actually become pretty smart on the issues, actually, and drill into any sort of faffing around or difficult language or whatever. And, you know, the issues kind of remain the same. I mean, it's interesting. If you look at what's happened over the 3 years since we've done it, is that the audiences are now, I suppose, they're more literate in terms of what the issues are, and they're looking now at where Ireland stands within a bigger, wider global context, which is interesting. I mean, David McWilliams, who founded the festival with me 3 years ago, has just come back from Australia, and he's been talking about the same issues as he sees them of boom and bust in the housing market, and it's really interesting. I don't know whether there are going to be comedians in Australia that are going to be hosting shows in 2 or 3 years' time. I sincerely hope there's not. But, you know, there are really, it's really clear that there is a big battle going on between, you know, people, folks on the street, on Main Street, and the banks, and people who work in financial institutions. And what's interesting is comedians are the ones that can actually open up this discussion to make it real and accessible to ordinary people's lives. And that is why the idea has taken off.
You're listening to Richard Cook all the way from Kilkenny, the man whose genius idea it was to take a comedy festival and add economists to it. and thus was born Kilkenomics. I'm wondering, Richard Cook, I mean, the attitude of the economists, the serious minds, the doer thinkers that you brought into this environment, were they slightly resistant to the combination?
Well, initially they were. I think they thought we were trying to make light of what was going on, but actually once they saw, I mean, you couldn't take every stand-up comedian and put them in the middle of this.
Yep.
But what you can do is you can take the really sharp ones, the really good ones, the really clever ones, and that's what we did in a way. And once the economists understood that the comedians were there to just for clarity and to really push things along, they really enjoyed it. Because what's interesting is that you can listen to economic discussion for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, then you really need to recalibrate your brain in a way. And that what would tend to happen and what has happened is that's the point at which the comedian will land a gag, will land a joke, something will happen, and it will relieve it, and then, boom, you're back in again. So actually, once the economists understood that we were there, you know, actually aiding the process of clarity, and they loved it. I mean, I can't get them away now. They're delighted. They keep wanting to come back.
I guess there's a broader sort of metaphorical point almost here, isn't there, of this discussion of global finance and economics takes place in a very rarefied atmosphere, and it's abstracted
there's
from...
There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. I mean, you're right. It does take place in a really rarefied atmosphere, and the thing is to try and break that down and to actually take, you know, economics is about the... It's about the finance of everybody's life. It's not about anything else. It's the study of how people operate their everyday lives. And what happens is language is introduced to try and obscure that and to make it difficult and for people to go, oh, I can't deal with that. But it's really important to deal with that. And I really passionately believe that what comedians can do, the really good ones, is absolutely make it about that. And that's why that combination has worked.
No, Kilkenomics even has its own currency. Tell us about that.
Well, if economics is the study of the business of people's lives, we thought, well, why not introduce a currency? And so we introduce for the week of the festival, we introduce a currency called the marble, which is named really after Kilkenny, which is known as the Marble City, and it's got a 10% value, extra value, I should say, on the euro. So people give in 10 euros and they get 110 marbles and they can spend them in various outlets around Kilkenny. And we've got five denominations and they're named after famous people in Kilkenny. And it's been great and people have loved it. It's kind of goofy, but it makes its point at the same time. And so it's the strongest currency in Ireland for 1 week.
What's the sense in Ireland, Richard Cook? I mean, there's a lot of austerity. There's a bit of a timeline, a tight timeline on restoring some sort of balance to the national budget, and then talk of some sort of a Greek-like intervention or support from the Eurozone.
Yeah, it's really interesting because a financial dealer called Kieran Sarkar, who came on the Sunday at the festival, and we have a session where on Sunday it's a brunch, and it's reasons to be optimistic or reasons to be cheerful or reasons, you know, why Ireland isn't or couldn't, you might not be in the difficult position it is. And he was really interesting. He said, look, I'm a dealer, and that's what I do. People hire me to crunch deals, and I have to tell you that what's a problem in Ireland is you've got a window of about, I think, 6 months to do a deal with Europe. You've got to do a deal. But you've got to get your government and your representatives to actually play hardball. You have to do this. You've got about 6 months. He said Greece, like, and I don't say this in any way lightly, but in his view, Greece was done. They had their time and their chance, and he felt that they're in real trouble, and they didn't take their chance. And he said, look, you have 6 months in which to cut a deal. And just the way he said, look, I have nothing to gain by saying this. I mean, one of the things we do is we bring in economists that have nothing to gain by what they say. They're not plugged in any way to official Ireland at all. And they just say it as they see it. Now, admittedly, you know, what their view might be wrong, and there are a lot of economists, both within Ireland and outside of Ireland, who would disagree with what they say. But we don't hear enough of that view, which is, we need to do a deal. We need to stop paying out certain... We need to cut a deal with Europe. It's that simple. Because we can't afford to keep going the way we're going. But yet, we still want to be the best boy in the class. You know, and as long as we still want to be the best boy in the class, we are in trouble as a country. And between the economists that we invite and the Canadians that participate, that is the overriding, whether right, left, or centre, view coming out is we need to cut a deal now.
Richard Cook, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
Richard is founder of the Kilconomics Festival, and it's in its third year, a winning combination of economics and comedy.